Wingy Minone was one of the finest trumpeters in the New Orleans tradition and a disciple of Louis Armstrong. Welcome to Jazz Rhythm, an exploration of the lore, culture, and personalities of early jazz. I'm Dave Radlauer. This is the story of Wingy Minone. Minone was both a solid jazz performer steeped in the classic New Orleans style, as heard in this San Antonio Shout, and a highly entertaining singer and performer, as you'll hear on the 1930 Shake That Thing.
Thank you.
But known in 1930, the Risque Shake That Thing, recorded under the Risque band name, Barbecue Joe and His Hot Dogs. Before that, the wonderful San Antonio Shout from 1934, reviving the early Dixieland style of the New Orleans Rhythm Kings. This is Jazz Rhythm, Jumping Swing, Classic Blues, and Hot Jazz, Old and New. Thanks for joining me for the story of Wingy Minone. I'm Dave Rudlauer. Joseph Wingy Minone was born to a large New Orleans family in 1904, and he'd already begun learning trumpet at age 8 when a streetcar accident severed his right arm. Determined to play nonetheless, he switched to using his left hand to depress the trumpet keys and devised a method for attaching the trumpet to his artificial right arm. By age 17, ironically calling himself Wingy, he was working professionally, performing on Mississippi riverboats, and soon leading his own bands in Mobile and St. Louis, cutting his first record in 1924. Leading his Arcadian serenaders through fidgety feet, we can already hear his self-assured, clear, New Orleans-style trumpet lead. Minone traveled widely in the mid to late 20s, touring with a variety of bands through Detroit, Chicago, and Ohio, down to Texas and New Mexico, and out to California. He was employed by dance bands, by rough and ready outfits like the legendary Peck Kelly's band. And in New York in the late 20s, he showed up on some of Benny Goodman and Red Nichols records. So Minone really got around in the 20s. In his own 1927 tune, Cat's Head, notice Wingy's ability to bring together a beautifully blended ensemble in his crisp Louis Armstrong-inspired trumpet lead. For a few years in the early 30s, Minone worked steadily in Chicago, leading a band at a club called My Cellar. There, he was an inspiration to the young white jazz musicians in Chicago, like saxist Bud Freeman, clarinetist Frank Teschmacher, and drummer George Wetling, who joined him on this 1930 Cellar Boys recording of Waylon Blues. Thank you. odd little accordion solo there by Charlie Melrose on Wingy's 1930 Cellar Boys Waylon Blues with the brilliant young clarinet player Frank Teschmacher and tenor saxist Bud Freeman. Wingy was an important influence on the young white Chicagoans, including Bix Beiderbecke, Freeman, Benny Goodman, and others. Now about this next tune, Tar Paper Stomp, to make a long story short, it's the riff that became Glenn Miller's biggest hit, In the Mood. In fact, this infectious riff was copied many times by Horace Henderson, by British bandleader Joe Loss, and once again by Wingy himself in his own 1939 Jumpy Nerves. To demonstrate, here's a comparison. First, the well-known Glenn Miller In the Mood of 1939. Now here's Wingy Minone's 1930 Tar Paper Stomp, originally titled Wingy's Stomp. Tar Paper Stomp, a significant landmark in the story of Wingy Minone. This is the award-winning jazz rhythm, winner of the National Federation of Community Broadcasters Golden Reel Award for 2001, 2002, and 2003. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for joining me for The Story of Wingy Minone. During a brief stint in New York City in 1929 and 30, Wingy added considerable excitement to a few Red Nichols discs and one of Benny Goodman's earliest recording sessions under his own name.
Corrine, Corrine, now where you been so long? Corrine, Corrine, now where you been so long? no loving, baby, since you've been gone. Corrine, Corrine, now, where you stayed last night? Corrine, Corrine, no, where you stayed last night? Come in this morning, sun was shining bright.
Benny Goodman's Boys, 1929, the Wingster charging through with a strong trumpet lead on Muskrat Ramble. Before that, Corrine, Corrine, Wingy singing and powerfully leading a four-trumpet front line in a Red Nichols session. Next, we turn to Minone's excellent recordings of 1934-35, made under the name of the New Orleans Rhythm Kings. But it's not actually that landmark band. Nonetheless, these sessions did succeed in recreating those early outstanding recordings in many ways, retaining much of the ensemble style and rhythmic drive of true New Orleans music, with a strong trumpet lead by Wingy. The sessions also included the original Rhythm Kings trombonist George Bruni's on Panama, which follows this jazzy blues where Wingy delivers a ringing, Louis Armstrong-like opening cadenza.
Thank you.
Wingy Minone, the Wingman, from 1934, leading not the actual New Orleans Rhythm Kings, but a revival or remake of some of the earliest jazz recordings, with the original trombonist George Brunies and the excellent clarinetist Sidney Arodin, Terry Shand piano, and Bob White drums. I'm Dave Rudlauer. Thanks for joining me on Jazz Rhythm and the story of Wingy Minone, New Orleans-born trumpeter, singer, and composer. Still ahead, Wingy's biggest popular hit, sax giant Chew Berry with Minone and Wingston's Move to Hollywood. There are lots of goodies for you at the Jazz Rhythm website. You can listen to program audio clips, see photos of early jazz heroes and heroines, send me email, or discover the World Wide Web of jazz sites at www.jazzhot.bigstep.com. Promotional support is provided by the Mississippi Rag. Information on this monthly publication about legendary and contemporary giants of traditional jazz and ragtime is at mississippirag.com. Despite the silly name of Barbecue Joe and His Hot Dogs, Minone's 1930 recording ensemble played hard-driving New Orleans music like this Weary Blues.
We got a babe, she's best in town. Does all the baking with a damper down. But she is gone away. Oh, she never even said goodbye. Oh, she left us here, stomping at the weary blues.